Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Guys, we are back. This week, we have an amazing guest. For those of you who watch the show Riverdale, it's an incredible show if you don't watch it. If you do, you're going to know his character, Joaquin, is the amazing one and only Rob Racco. Love it, and you're a fellow Italiano like me.
Hey,
why don't you forget about it, okay?
Yeah, like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you go fuck yourself. Yeah, yeah. Did you bring me any meatballs? What did you bring with you, huh? You bring me anything?
I didn't bring anything. Where's the dogs?
The dogs aren't here. I left the dogs home. I should have brought the dogs.
What the fuck is the matter?
Anyway, literally, like, you're like young Johnny Depp. You are.
Ew.
I know people say that. Did you say ew?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't like him?
I love it.
He's the best.
It is
He's
good.
The king.
It's a good thing.
He's a great guy.
You dress like Johnny.
I told you when I first met him. You reminded me of him, and I was like, you totally remind me of him. But then you kind of look like John Travolta a little bit in the face, too, like young John Travolta, right?
Sandy.
Minus the weird Scientology shit.
And the Jurassic balding. Yeah.
Right, and there goes my Scientology audience. All right, I'm following this bitch right now.
Oh, way back.
Anyway, so I'm so glad you came here. I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah,
he's a dear friend and so awesome and so talented, a talented drummer, talented musician. And I'm happy that you drove all the way to Burbank. Guys, you don't know how much of a big deal this is to drive from Hollywood to Burbank.
I left an hour ago.
Yeah, and he just got here now. Thank God. But thank you for being here. And I'm going to let you start with whatever story you want to tell as your worst first story.
Worst first. Let's start innocently.
Yes. Or just go really hardcore. Just go with like the...
Hey, so this happened when I was like... anyway.
Just murder my audience. They're like, oh, wow.
So the first person, the first body I hid...
Dead.
Let's go. In high school, I was on a date and I was pretty big loser. In a good way. Like I focused on drums. I got long hair and doing all this
stuff. You were like a nerd or like you just like...
I just kept to my own and like people bullied me and then I'm like, fuck it. Like
why
I don't have time.
Why did they bully you? Because you had thick hair?
Probably because I
slept... Fuck that guy. He has really blue eyes. screw your nice hairline, you jerk. That's how they bullied
you. Probably something with their little sisters.
Shut up with your straight teeth. Get out of here.
But anyway, so I just focus a lot on drumming and that stuff until I started doing shows and people were like, oh, you know, that guy's... Then I'm
oh
like,
my God,
hey.
The drummer.
And
it's me in my real life.
Yeah, that's wait. That's,
oh my God, the drummer. I married him.
Yeah,
it is me. I'm that girl. Yeah, I'm like, I love the drummer. Yeah, I married the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that started happening, and I start obviously meeting girls and trying the dating thing and being like, this is crazy, and it just happened really fast until I liked someone. So I'm like, you know, you're going through your list, and you're cool, you're gone, your buddy's little sister. Hey, and then you meet the girl, you know, your high school love. And so we're on our first date there, and everything's going well. Like, I'm like sly, I'm trying to be like cool. I'm like, yo, now I got this drumming rep, everything's going on. And I just sit down and just fart. As loud as I fucking can.
Stop!
And it's just
Rob.
Like, I didn't know.
It just snuck out?
It was nerves. Like, I don't know what was happening, you know? So I'm like, oh shit, what do? I blame it on her? Like, what? You know what I mean?
You're like, ew, you bitch. She's like, dude, that totally came out of you. What are you talking about?
I'm in a band.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But I drum, I don't fart. Yo, I'm dead. So what did she do? It was so loud. Definitely heard it.
We ended up dating for 3 years. Like, it just kind of like went with it. But I don't know if she was attracted to me or smell of me. So
stop. Yeah, but she was like, is that Febreze lilac?
What is that? Is
that smells really good. Wait, so she totally didn't care.
She did not care. And then it just like.
Did she laugh?
Yeah, it was like an awkward thing. It was really awkward. Like, because I was like, you know.
Oh my God. You're like, that was my bass drum.
I was tuning my drums, then it went off. But
stop!
Yeah, it was
kind of
weird. But I mean, like, that's just a weird, like, innocent thing. And
that's
then it just
so
turned
innocent,
into,
though. But that is,
it
but
turned
it is
into,
traumatic.
To some worse things in that relationship. But that's fine. And now I'm here, and I'm happy.
Oh my God!
Still drumming.
And, yes. That's hilarious, though. But I feel like everyone has a fart story. Like,
yeah, I mean, the
and
fart
people
ones
won't like say it, but it's like we're all human, you know? I mean, we fart. Everyone farts. I don't care who you are. If you have an asshole, you fart.
If you are an asshole, you fart more.
Yeah, so. You fart even more if you're an asshole. It smells worse. You know, like Angelina Jolie, she's had diarrhea. Like, come on. Like, don't pretend she hasn't.
Yeah.
She has. She's sat on a toilet.
Oscar-winning diarrhea.
Ripped, you know? Ass. Yeah. Like, just, oh! Just, like, that just sounds like water coming out.
Oh, this
she's
is
been there. She's been there. It's happened. It's life, right? Okay, so I want to hear. Okay, so that was a quick one. That was innocent.
That was quick. That was innocent. That got me to break the ice. That's like, okay, now we're going into the music career. So a lot of people out there don't know that I started as a musician until 25 or 26 before I picked up an acting gig. I got lucky in acting. So it's hard to top Tommy.
I know Tommy's story is crazy. Tommy, literally, we've been together for like almost 3 years now, and he'll come up, like, we'll be watching something, and he'll be like, oh, I remember this one time. Like, he just keeps pulling these stories out. He's many stories. It's never going to stop.
No, they're...
I'm like, oh my God. Like, he's literally slept with everyone. Like, I mean, everyone who's hot. And like, you know, like, it's crazy. I'm like, I married this person, but he's amazing. And I love him.
Yeah, I mean,
so
yeah,
it's
the
like,
love
kind of crazy.
Is real, but that's a past.
Yeah, I get happened. All jealous, though. I'm like, I know what you did 20 years ago.
Fuck you, 1984.
Like, before you knew me? Screw this. Like, I get all mad. I was 7. I was like, I don't care if I was 7 when it happened. You did it. Yeah,
you
did it.
You love me.
I do, but I'm obsessed with him, so it's okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have any more, like, worse situations? Like, a worse job or, like, a worst?
Oh, worst job. No.
You've had some bad jobs, I'm sure.
No, just in music. I got a lot of sound guys fired back when we were touring. Yeah, there's because we were kids. We were like 16 to 19 when we really hit it off. And so like touring.
What was the name of the band?
The Brilliancy. It was a Canadian thing.
Brilliancy.
Yeah.
The Brilliancy.
I love it. You're going there.
What kind of music was it?
Lame.
Dead.
Yeah. No, it was like pop Canadian rock stuff. It was good. We had good guitar.
What is pop Canadian rock? Is it just like
I like your girl.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but yeah. So that kind of kicked off. But we were young, so a lot of people didn't take it seriously. But we were selling out these venues. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of nice. But then at the same time, you're like, you have a sound guy or a tour manager of the company come up being like, oh, this fucking little kid loser, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, I own my own.
Little kid loser?
Yeah. And I was like,
whoa,
hey, wait.
That's not nice. You're fired. I pay your bills.
I'm trying to fart over here.
I'm trying to fart. I'm going to fart on you. You're all
fart.
They're like, dude, the drummer farted on me. He's farting on everybody. It's crazy.
Let's have a lawsuit here. so anyway, yeah, that was kind of that. I didn't really have a lot of crazy job experiences as a kid because I didn't really work a lot. I literally drummed.
I just toured
and stuff. But
that's lucky you.
Well, within that there were stories like Tommy's, but I won't share that.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to.
Yeah. I don't think that in the younger audience would
aww,
be too.
They'd be
nice.
Like, Rob,
yeah, I'll come.
What? You're my hero though. Okay, but like, this how did you get into acting from all this? It's kind of crazy because now you're on this major hit show.
Yeah.
And you play Joaquin, who's gay.
Which is great.
Which is, how is that?
Like, it's great. It's great.
Well, how did you get?
That's a first job story.
So how was that for you?
I open a script. I realize that this person makes out immediately with a dude in like a badass way. And I'm like, this is cool. I could talk about this. Like, mm-hmm. when you're looking at what you want to say in a career. But the way we had done it was loading up on lots of tuna. And like, we just didn't know. We're just like at the crafty table being like, yo, what's up, man? I can't wait to do the scene with you. And
I'm tuna, like, why tuna?
Because it's at the crafty table and I'm like, I need some protein, right? And
there's just like God. Tuna. You're going to eat tuna like, before you kiss somebody?
Yeah. And I just like, I'm out of it. I'm like, this is my first big scene. I can't wait, mom. But like, yeah, so this is happening. I'm eating this. And then we go in and I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm the last scene of the day. I got to kiss this dude.
You're all, oh, God.
Oh, shit. And we go in. We get it in two takes because it probably tasted horrible.
Was it a make-out kiss? It was
a fucking intense one. Yeah. Threw him against the fence.
So what did you do? How did you mentally, like, were you just like, whatever, it's no big deal, right?
Yeah, I mean, before that, my teacher was Franco. So, like, it was more like jump off the cliff when you get something. And I'm like, yeah, but this isn't that hard. A kiss isn't a kiss. Or is a kiss. I'm confused with what I said. But
yeah.
A kiss is just a kiss and make it authentic, you know, bring the person to life. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's just jump into this. But it was the prep before it where I'm like, you fucking idiot, man. Like, ugh. But I realized he was doing the same thing. And I'm like,
really?
Like, geez.
Did you guys both taste bad?
Yeah. I mean, we did like the mint thing before.
Was he straight?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so crazy. That's so cool, though, that you're like, you know, some people are, you know, they're like, oh, I'm not going to kiss a guy. Like, it's cool that you're like,
oh, absolutely. I think
it's very cool. And I think the show is so cool. And, like, it's so cool that your character, you know, is back and in action.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Now he's dead.
Yeah, he died. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, all right, never mind.
Just kidding, kids. Yeah, he died. He unfortunately drank some Kool-Aid, which is great. To create the myth of Sabrina, if he gets revived, that's great.
You're gonna come back.
We don't know.
Be in Sabrina.
Yeah, that'd be.
That
good.
Would be so.
I do
cool.
want to be a teenage witch and click my heels together. I don't know if that's a thing, but
my goal is to be a teenage witch. Rob Rako. That's a quote. Oh my God! Whoops, my phone. I got silent. My husband's like texting. Where are you? So that's so crazy. So you don't? Did you have any more like worst experiences or anything that you want to tell me?
Yeah, they all make me seem really bad, but I'm kind of cool with that. I think this
okay,
is
well,
the.
Don't tell anything that's going to make you seem bad. I can tell you one of mine if you want.
Yeah, let's go there, and then I'll go. Like, I have a prom one. I mean, that's a fun one.
Oh, yeah,
like,
prom one's cool.
Again, it's me being used by women, and I'm like, I can't deal with this.
What happened? Stop using my
Stop
body.
Using me. just kidding. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I went to a few proms with this girl, and she ended up going to a lot. And I'm like, fuck this shit, girl. Like, I brought you to mine. Like, it's cool that you went to yours.
She went to prom with you,
and then
went to prom with, like, another bunch of guys.
She went to, like, 8 proms, and this is by the time we're getting to my prom, and, like, the day of. Sorry if you're seeing this. I don't care. So she
was
like,
she like running for president or something? I gotta go to all the proms.
I don't know.
Please.
She ended up being quite a hooch, and I'm like, poor thing.
God.
Like it was like a status, and I'm like, I'm just going with the boys. You know, you're drinking in the back of a limo, and I'm like, I don't fucking care about prom. So like, pick up the phone the morning of. She's getting her hair done, uh-huh. And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel well.
Oh, you canceled.
I'm just like, I don't feel well. I fucking went to prom. I just called a new date, and went like. Social status. I'm like, fuck that, because I got the status before. We're like, yo, girls at like fucking prom with this guy, and you know, you're like fucking 16, 17, whatever,
gosh.
And you're like, this is breaking my heart. Even not me, I was in a band, but I'm like, yeah. So
she was to prom with a bunch of other dudes. So you were like, you're not coming to my prom.
Mm-hmm. But realistically, did you fucking, you know, do I fucking care? Not really. You know what I mean?
You
but
were heartbroken.
I was heartbroken. I just
start crying right now. You're like, I'm fine.
I had my dress picked out and everything.
Oh
I was fucking,
God.
You know what I mean? Like, oh.
What a bummer.
Yeah, what a
Ew.
Shit.
People suck in high school. I didn't date like anybody. And then when I had a boyfriend, finally, he was like way older than me.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
He was like
yeah.
26 and I was like 17. It was totally wrong.
My fart girl was like 23 when I was 18. So I'm like, that, hey.
I love how you call her fart girl, but you're the one that farted on her.
She accepted me. It's her problem now.
She inhaled your fart. She sucked it out of your butt. She's like, that's true love. Oh my god, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I've had
this.
So many bad
dates. Yeah, tell me, please.
Do you want to hear one of mine?
Yeah, because you started this stuff, and I'm like,
I
want to hear.
I started it because I have had so many bad experiences, bad dates, first worst experiences, first worst job experiences, just like literally just bad, bad, bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked about a lot of it. I've done a YouTube show where okay. I kind of talked about yeah. a lot of the stuff I've been through. But I had a really bad experience my first time I went to my OBGYN.
Okay.
This is awful, okay? I was probably like 15 or 16, and I had just started talking to my mom again. We had like a very tumultuous relationship, and my dad thought, oh, it'd be appropriate. You know, she needs to go get checked out because it's like that time. You know, to learn to go with her mother, you know, because this is my dad's not going to fucking take me. That's awkward, right? Like, yeah, can you look at my daughter's vagina? Like, it's very weird. She takes me, and she takes me to the most, just imagine the most Guido guy you can imagine, okay? The guy walks out, and he's like, hey, yo, Brittany, come on in. He's got, like, his shirt unbuttoned, and he has chest hair and, like, a gold Italian horn because we're Italian.
Oh, my God,
and my
God,
mom's like,
no.
I just think he's so sexy. And I'm like, ew! You're, like, bringing me, like, to the guy who you...
How you doing?
Spread him. Let me see that puss. I'm like, wow! Like, I'm like, is this guy even certified, right? Like, I'm like, my mom's just, like, thought he was hot, so she brings me to him. Like, I'm like the sacrifice. Official lamb, like, look at my daughter's vagina, and then maybe ask me on a date. Like, it was very awkward, right? So he's like got like his chest hair out, like totally inappropriate. What is it? Italian horn necklace, chain. He sits down. He's like, okay, let me check it out. He's all like feeling in there. I'm like, ew, it's so uncomfortable. I mean, like, it wasn't inappropriate, but it was like uncomfortable, right? And he's talking to my mom the whole time, and it's like, oh, yeah, I'm making jokes, and like he's real Italian, and he talks like this, and blah 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 blah. And I was like horrified. This is the first time I'm having a grown man's fingers in my vagina, and he's like just smelled like saprasada, and like just fucking like it was just bad. It was just
bad. So bad.
So this is the worst part. We're leaving, right?
Yeah.
We're walking out. I'm horrified. I'm like, dude, this was just the worst experience ever in my whole life. I hated it. My mom like gets his phone number. They like probably gonna go on a date, right?
Fuck.
I'm leaving, and I go sit with my mom in the car, and then he walks out, and he's walking to his car. And then I see him drive his car, it was a Porsche, past our car, and guess what the license plate says?
No.
It says player.
No.
It says player on the license plate of my OBGYN, first time, 16 years old. Got good old salami fingers up the fucking puss.
Hey, you need a sausage, Joey.
Hey, I got a sausage for you. I'm going to call your mother. I'll talk to her later.
They don't call me player for nothing, you know?
It's really terrible. Jesus and I was freaked Christ. Out. I was like, I am never going to another male gynecologist again. I was totally done with it. Like, I was like, this
yeah,
is awful.
No, that sounds...
Like, how?
Neither will
how
I.
How do you
Jesus.
Have a license plate that says player on it and you're a gynecologist?
I don't think he was real.
I don't think he was, I mean, he was real. I don't think he was mentally straight to have that.
No,
it's scary.
How did you get that?
Like, what if you're delivering babies and your license plate says player? I mean, it's kind of a funny joke because he does have his hands in a lot of different pussies. So, yeah, he's like totally a player, but like, it's kind of scary. I mean, you know.
Smiley, what was his name? Tony?
I don't remember. Probably something like that. Freaking Tony Baloney.
Yeah, hey,
know,
I'm Tony
like,
Baloney.
Hey.
Spread him, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm Tony Baloney. Let me see what's going on in this cannoli.
Holy
got a little
shit.
Too much cream. Gonna need some medicine for that.
Hey, eat some cream. Don't worry about the stink. Have a good day.
I'm fucking dying. That's okay, bad. Guys, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rob Rako. Make sure to like and subscribe. Be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, guys, we are back. Hopefully you enjoyed that ad. I hope it wasn't terrible. We are back with Rob Rico, and we are just talking about crazy stuff right now. He has another worst first story that he thought of when we were on the break, and I just hope you guys are prepared for this. So,
back when I was playing music, this is all cool because whoever's listening to this and whoever I've sent this out to is probably knowing me from the Riverdale, but I am a drummer. I did experience a lot of alcohol and a lot of playing in front of sold out shows and great things that are cool, but mainly I drink a lot of beer because that's what you get paid in.
I'll play for four Coronas.
That sounds like, that one's drank. Cool, bro. But like,
it's like half drank. It's warm. You're all okay, I'll take
it. That's piss. Sorry. So anyway, there's one night playing in my hometown that I hadn't played in my hometown in a little bit. And so I'm back in Canada, there's a lot of people there. I'm single, and I'm like, yo, this is dope. I'm fucking high school sweethearts and shit here. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to connect with this stuff. So I drink out. We end the gig early. I'm going out. I'm going hard. I'm ready. Like, I'm feeling it. I'm like, yo, I haven't pounded fucking beers in a long time. Shit. I go up to the bar, do a tequila shot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is terrible. Like, I don't do well with tequila. I'm like, yo, I did tequila when I was in high school. Tequila now, not for me. I literally puke under the bar. So
you just
now,
bend down and just throw up?
Yeah.
Was it warm tequila?
Like, it was just bad. Like, I'm so drunk on beer. I feel like I ate a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm like, get up. I do the fucking thing. And I duck down like I'm going to sneeze, but I puke all over my fucking shoes, on my pants,
I'm just sneezing.
Oh my god, mom!
It's dripping down your face. It's just a sneeze.
Just a weird sneeze. Don't worry about it.
I have allergies.
So now I got like chunk on my chin. No! Fucking arm is a mess. No! My shoes, pants, I'm gross. Like my friends are like, shit.
Oh my god.
I see.
They're like, dude, you just puked at the bar. No, I didn't. It's all dripping down your face.
No, I didn't. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, you puked at the bar. Like your drunk guy. And you did. Yeah.
It's fucking
damn. My
so anyway, so now I'm like,
puke breath.
I don't want to go home. It's fucking midnight. Like it's early at this point.
Oh yeah.
Like, yo, it's midnight. I'm ready to turn up. Right. Yeah. So we're at this old place in Windsor called The Loop. This is in Canada, across from Detroit there. So like this is a nutty club. And I'm out, I'm dancing, puked up, kind of dry, kind of wiped a little bit off. But like it's still on me, you know what I mean? That lock eye thing happens with like drunk girl across the room where you're like,
she's like, I think that dude has oatmeal on his chin.
What's up, girl? I got some, like, some fucking.
She's all staring at you because she's like, that dude has oatmeal on his face. That's weird.
But I'm like, no, it's love. We're going to connect tonight.
You locked eyes,
So that happens. We end up going in for the the fucking makeout.
What?
Yeah.
You just see each other from across the room?
Yeah, because we're both, now it's like 1 a.m.,
okay,
right?
You're
so
both
you're like, you fucking
yeah.
dancing on stage.
She probably
and
threw
I'm like,
up too. Yeah.
Please don't. But like, I'm still like chunking. So like,
oh my God.
My friends from across are just like,
Like, dude, does he know what he's doing? Yeah.
The poor girl at the end of it, like, we just have this like moment. But it's a distaste. Like, you know when you have,
you
like...
Because you tasted, like, throw up.
I tasted, like, throw up. She tasted now, like, my throw up. So, second throw up.
I throw up right now.
Let me...
you snorted.
Turns out it's my fetish. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, it's a party animal. All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, crazy guys, hire me.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. That was the worst first of coming out of... just coming
Jeez.
Out of like a bad thing when you're like, yo, I should probably cut myself off.
Did you throw up in her mouth a little bit? Or did you, there was just throw up on you?
I wouldn't have known at that point unless,
oh,
yeah.
My God. And but throw up is such a distinct smell. Like, you know it's throw up. Like, do you remember when kids used to throw up in your high school and then the janitor would come put that sprinkle, that like sawdust on it to try to like.
Here's some sawdust. Yeah, it's like weird crusty elbows.
Tim's coming down the hallway with the sawdust. You know somebody puked. But even if you walked past it, you knew somebody threw up. Like, even like 3 days later, you're like, someone fucking puked right here. Like,
I was breaking up. I was going through a relationship last year and we didn't date too long, but my ex and I were fighting and we were out and she had taken her own Uber and I'd taken my own. She was fucking wasted. I feel bad for the thing. But
yeah.
She gets home and I literally have the door unlocked in the apartment and I smell it from down the room and I'm like, oh shit, like we're fighting, but like you still have some heart, even though like it's ending, like
yeah.
She just comes in fucking full.
Covered in throw up?
Yeah, like fucking expensive jacket, everything. She's like, I'll ruin the Uber. I'm like, oh,
I ruined
sweet.
The Uber.
I just put her in the shower.
I think my rating went down.
I think I got 4 stars now.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. You got it with us, too. You're at a 3 now. But, yeah, poor thing. So I'm
That's
like, oh, man.
Sad.
But you could just smell. But I'm like, oh,
it's such a distinct
You could have the
smell.
Couch tonight, babe. You know what I mean?
Dead. Yeah. You're like, I'm nice, but I'm not that nice.
Yeah, like I showered her off in her clothes.
So Tommy, actually, it's so funny. He has, like, the weakest stomach. Like, he will throw up if he sees someone throwing up on TV. He can't handle anything. Like he literally cannot handle it. It's crazy. Like,
That's so
like
funny.
If someone, he literally throws up, I think, like at least 4 times a week just from being disgusted by shit.
I can't wait.
Like,
to just, hey, what's
up? Yeah, what's up? you just like fart and he's like, it's crazy. Like, our dog's shit. One time in the house by accident. I mean, the one's really old, Wiki, but it was probably the bad one.
Wiki.
Nina, she's only 4, so she's,
yeah.
You know the dogs.
Yeah.
So she like shit in the house one time and it smelled so bad. He literally, like, I see him running to the bathroom and he's just literally gonna throw up. Like, he can't see blood. Like, if I get my
That's
period,
a very tall,
I have to hide from
lanky
him.
Man
yes,
to be that
yes,
squeamish.
Yes, he can't handle it. And then if someone else is literally throwing up, he throws up with them. Like, he was like, I could barely change my kids' diapers when they were babies. Like, he's like, I changed them, but I would like swallow my puke. Like, it was like literally, he has such a bad stomach, like a weak stomach.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, me, I'm like, I could like do an autopsy. And, like, I'm like, let's do this shit. But like, yeah.
Oh no, I'd throw up inside the body.
You would?
Yeah, I'd open it.
How do people do that for a job? It's kind of crazy.
I don't know. There's
got
to be a worst first with it. Let's try to get someone on the show with
a
worst first.
I need to have a what are they called? A person who does autopsies?
Necrophiliac?
Autopsies.
No, that's not it.
Mortician.
Yep.
A mortician. Is that right? A surgeon? No, I think it's a mortician.
Surgeons are lame. They do,
yeah.
like, they help.
No,
you want someone who's
like,
dead.
Surgeons, like, do, like, surgery.
Yeah, they, like, help things.
But isn't
stuff.
It kind of scary to think about that? Like, that's someone's job to, not to go off on a tangent, but, like, here's
yeah.
a dead body. Like, make it look good.
So,
Take
so
all the organs
Tony
out.
Tony the player's second job. Hey, how you doing? Let me
oh,
sew you up over here. Hey, you put a sausage in there for extra.
Right,
yeah,
the guy, the OBGYN guy, the side. That was a throwback to the scary gynecologist.
Throwback.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that's a creepy career. That'd be another good podcast for someone.
Yeah,
I'm giving this idea out. You're welcome, guys. Yeah. Royalty free. Bad jobs where like you just interview people that like clean sewers and
clean puke off the bottom of a bar.
Yes, and clean puke off and morticians and like just shitty fucking jobs. When my dad, and this is the last story I'll tell, when my dad first started working as an engineer. My dad was a civil engineer too.
Oh, cool.
But when he first started working, his first job was to go through the sewers in like Puerto Rico.
No.
Yeah, he had to squeeze down little manholes in the sewers in Puerto Rico. And so he's with his whole crew, and they're squeezing down there. And my dad told me, like, the one thing you couldn't do is panic because your body swells, and then you get stuck in the sewer.
Oh, no.
And then you're stuck, right?
That made me throw up. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And so he said they would find all kinds of shit down there, like diamond rings, guns, like, bodies. Like, they would find so much shit in the sewer. But the worst part of it is that there were rats. Okay. And a lot of rats, and like I'm talking about hundreds of rats. Like, that's where the rats lived. It was like rat kingdom. And the thing was, is if you saw a rat, you're not supposed to scream in a sewer because it echoes and it goes all the way down the other end and comes back, and they think they run towards you because of the echo. They think it's going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's in the sewer, and he's with a new guy, right? And he's going down the sewer, and he tells the guy, you know, you're going to see a lot of disgusting stuff, you know, whatever. Just try not to freak out. So a rat crawls on this dude's shoulder, and the dude freaks out. He screams, which makes everyone else panic. They all get stuck because your body swells when you panic, and they're all stuck in the sewer.
God.
And then thousands of rats come running over their bodies, just like squeezing through them, trying to get through the sewer. Just thousands and thousands and thousands of rats just squeezing through, shitting, biting, scratching, like, and he couldn't move because he was stuck in the sewer behind this guy.
Oh.
And it was like literally like probably the worst experience of his life. Like, crazy. Thousands and thousands. Like, just imagine just feral rats just crawling.
I think I'd be okay with the rats. It's just stuck.
Like, yeah, feeling.
Yeah. Like, yo, cool little animals, but then I can't move.
Yeah, you've seen the sewers. Oh, like, man. They're literally tiny circles, and, like, they had to go down there, and they were supposed to, clean them and do all this stuff and test and make sure there's no toxic waste and blah, blah, blah. It was gnarly.
I'm deathly claustrophobic.
Yeah, I am, too. I don't like being, like, even if you, like, hug me too long, I'm like, okay, that's good. Get
off.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Personal space.
I can't breathe. But, yeah, on that note, I'll end it here. Unless Rob, what are you working on right now? Do you want to tell us? Is something coming up? Do you want to share?
I just signed the new Fendi campaign, so I'm the face of Fendi for the next
year.
That's kind of nice.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know what Fendi rhymes with?
Farendi. And I lost the deal.
Farty. Oh my god. They're like, we heard your fart story. People who work for Fendi don't fart, so you're out of the campaign.
That might be true.
You lose the job. Let's get Rob Branco. Let's just get Fendi fart hashtagging, guys. Can we just hashtag Fendi fart, guys, please?
Oh,
I just want that trend.
I can't wait.
I'm going to draw on all your photos a little air thing coming out of your
little
butt.
FF, Fendi fart.
I love it. Okay, it makes you more human, okay?
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah.
We like it. It's relatable.
Be human.
It's relatable. Be human. Be real. Thank you guys so much for listening to Worst First. I hope you had a great time. You can listen every week. I'm going to have a new guest, and make sure to like, subscribe, leave me a comment. Make sure it's not too mean of a comment because I'm very sensitive. I might cry.
Yeah.
And other than that, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. That was like a bad fart. that's what my farts sound like.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.